you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
It has been quite a year with a lot of loss. I probably don't need to tell a lot of you that. But also, there's been some newfound joy in the little things that we might not have noticed in our pre-pandemic lives. I know I've definitely seen some. I have two dogs now. I went from zero to two. How did that happen? Well, as we slowly come out of the fog that quarantine has created around our lives, we want to reflect on where we've been and where we're headed. So to do that, we have partnered with USC's Center for Religious and Civic Culture and commissioned some sermons from faith leaders from around our county. First up is actually a good friend of mine, Rabbi Noah Farkas from Valley Beth Shalom in San Fernando Valley, with his sermon called The Cursed Harvest.
I turned to my rabbinic colleagues earlier this year and sighed. We had just completed our 23rd funeral in 4 weeks due to COVID, and it was all starting to feel like it was just too much. Take care of yourself, my senior rabbi, Ed Feinstein, said. We still have a long road ahead. As I walked to the car, wanting so badly to hug our congregants who had just lost their mother, I could sense how very stricken they were. It turns out that even the indomitable N95 mask still isn't strong enough to filter out grief. I looked over the valley in which I live and thought, is this really the new normal? It's been a year since I went into quarantine. On March 6, I returned from a conference and got the message that COVID had just been traced back to the event. I locked myself away from my family and friends, not knowing that this was just the beginning. We've now celebrated every birthday in our house, every holiday, every anniversary, with drive-bys and Zoom dinners. We all are now familiar with the broken organ sound of a family singing happy birthday simultaneously together on Zoom. It's awful. What worries me most is when I see our children give air hugs to their teachers as if that is normal, or when teenagers feel that Snapchat instead of a sidewalk chat is the normal way of life. This pandemic has forced us to raise a generation that sanitizes affection and human connection. What will be the long-term effects of a society that never knows the warmth of a heartbeat against our skin or the strength of a new companion's handshake? There's an old parable in my tradition that relates to this. Once, there was a wise king whose wizard noticed that the harvest that year was cursed. "Anyone who eats this grain will go insane," said the wizard. "There is only enough grain from this year's harvest to feed one person next year. What shall we do?" The king thought for a moment and found a child and said to her, "You are to eat of this grain and no other. Do you understand me?" And the child said, "Yes." "Good," said the king, "for the rest of us will go mad, and we need you, my dear one, to remind us of our mania." And so it was. For the next year, the child rode around the kingdom, shouting, "Friends, remember, what you are doing is not normal. It is the madness that has you." We need this child's wisdom now more than ever. We must all remind each other that the task of this moment is to remember that what we experience in the craziness of COVID is not normal and not right. God, after all, teaches the book of Genesis created us to be together. We shall not allow the badness to seize us. And when this cursed harvest ends, we must find ways of coming back together, to hold each other's hands, to feel another's tear upon our cheek, and cast off the darkness that loneliness brings.
That was Rabbi Noah Farkas of Valley Beth Shalom in San Fernando Valley in his sermon, The Cursed Harvest. You can read the text and that of several faith leaders in our community at crcc.usc.edu. There you will see a report pinned on that main title page titled Bridges Over Troubled Waters. Check it out.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.